Meanwhile, the girls, seated on the veranda, braided the rather brittle straws, which from time to time they moistened in bowls of water to keep them from splitting. Grandmother, in her rocking chair nearby, gave directions and was deeply interested. If she found a lumpy place or a place too wide or too narrow, the girls would have to take it out and do it over better. There were some tears at first, and hands with many scratches, but as days passed, their braid grew smooth and even. It was in the midst of all this busy work that Margarita said that the one of the three older children doing the most faithful work and getting the best results should be the one to take Grandmother to Naples. This increased both care and speed, and Tino, who was too young to take care of Grandmother on the trip, and who might, therefore, if he wished, shirk his work, was faithful and eager in going four times daily to the mulberry trees to get fresh leaves for the little spoiled darlings of silkworms.